Cristo Cataio and in a Ginevangelion Tananos
Mars. He said to test him, for he knew himself what he would do. Philip answered, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may have little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, there is a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are they among so many? Then Jesus said, make the people sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples, and the disciples to those sitting down, and likewise of the fish as much as they wanted. So when they were filled, he said to his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain so that nothing is lost. Therefore he gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with fragments of the 5 barley and loaves which were left over by those who had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the sign that Jesus did, said, truly this is the prophet who is coming into the world. Glory be to God.
In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. This morning's Gospel is the 5th Gospel of the month. Usually when there's 5 weeks in the Coptic month, the Church puts the reading of the Gospel of the blessing of the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. So in this Gospel, we call it the Gospel of the blessing. So we see here how our Lord Jesus Christ was able to feed the multitudes with 5 loaves and 2 fish. But we also see that the Lord gave thanks. He lifted up his eyes and gave thanks. And we learn from this story that whenever we have a problem in our lives, the solution will come from God. We raise our eyes up to the heavens, and we thank the Lord for what he has given us, and we plead for the Lord to solve the problem. And this is what we see what the Lord did today, that he raised his eyes to the heavens and gave thanks. And he's pleading to the Lord, and he's praying to the Lord. المشكلة مش هتتحل غير لما نرفع عينينا لربنا. دايما لو احنا نسلم الامور كلها في ربنا أتيت ربنا بدينا الإجابة أو بيحلنا المشكلة الصعبة. زي النهاردة بنشوف قد إيه يعني مشكلة الناس عايزة تاكل. هو السيد المسيح عنده إحساس العطاء للناس ديت. So he wants to give them food, but how can he give them food with 5 loaves and 2 fish? So the situation is that raise your eyes up to heaven for the Lord to save, to solve the problem. So we learn in our lives that when we come in difficult times, your solution is to raise your eyes to heaven. The solution is to pray. The solution is to ask the Lord to intervene. The solution is to call upon the Lord to solve this problem. And this is what we see from Christ this morning. But the most beautiful thing we see about the story is that we learn that Christ is the giver. And why did he care about feeding the 5,000? Yeah, why should he care? Because the nature of Christ is the nature of a giver. And if the character is bitachto, the nature of Christ is that he is a giver. Allah al-bi'ati. God always gives, but he never takes. He always is a gift. He created all this world. He gave us this world for our comfort. The Lehman Mitchukhid Rabbina Andu in the character of giving. And this is what we learn from him in Sifat al-Ata. Giving. And it's very important for us because giving is a gift from God that we will always reap blessings from the idea of giving. And the Lord loves the cheerful giver, as St. Paul said that in 2 Corinthians. He says, not of grief or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And if you remember the story of the two mites, the woman who gave the two mites, it was something that attracted the Lord. يعني لفت النظر المسيح. أما شاف واحدة تدي يعني في السيف كده هوت وحطيتها in the treasury. Why did it attract the attention of the Lord? Not because of the amount, but because of the action of giving. This woman had only 2 out of her poverty, and the Lord said about her that she gave more than all those who gave out of their riches. She gave from her poverty. ففكرة العطاء عند ربنا حاجة كبيرة أوي. ودايما بتلفت نظر ربنا. It will attract to the Lord, or he will get his attention if we practice the idea of giving. And giving is a gift that we receive. It's a virtue that if we practice it, we'll benefit so much blessing from it. And as we see today, that the Lord gave, and there was a great miracle of feeding the 5,000 men. I remember when we went to Africa this year, الناس الأفريقيين عندهم حتة العطاء دي حاجة كبيرة عندهم. يعني the idea of giving is a ritual that they do in the churches. يعني we went to one church and they started to time of the giving. They did a bit of feedback on this. وقت كده بيجيبوا سبت صغير ويحطوه كده هو in front of the altar كده ويقولوا ترانيم يعني lively songs كده. And everyone while they sing these songs بيجوا بالصف كده كل واحد يحط ال coins or whatever they give يعني العطاء يعني. And it's a ritual, يعملوها يعني كريتشوال. بس الكنيسة كلها جات وحطت حاجة يعني لازم تحط حاجة. ولما يجي مثلا أسقف وكاهن لازم يديله somebody from overseas, like many times when we visited these churches, they would greet us, and after we spend the time with them, they have to give you something. They're very poor people. ولو انت عملت لهم اي حاجه معينه مثلا احنا عملنا medical campaigns كان معنا دكتوره زكريا فبعد ما خلصوا medical campaign they treated something like 120 people جابونا دلوقتي في الكنيسه وقالوا عايزين ندي لكم هديه ايه الهديه؟ فرخه live chicken وشويه بيض وشويه طماطم شويه لوبيا مرة برضه رحنا الكنيسة ادونا خروف كده جابوا لنا خروف حي مش ميت جايبينه كده في نص الكنيسة ودي الناس فقراء المانجا مثلا ذرة أي حاجة يقدروا يجيبوها كعطاء كـ sense of appreciation sense of giving لأن بيتعلموا دي من سيد المسيح اللي هو he's the giver الله هو المعطي يعطينا كل فرح ويعطينا كل عطاء احنا نطلبها من ربنا وغير حتى نطلب ربنا دائما بيدينا زي ما شفنا النهارده as we see today in this gospel that the Lord is the giver. When we learn to give, we also learn a number of virtues. That when we give to somebody or to something, we come out of our self-centeredness. دائما لما الواحد يدي لأي حد يطلع من الأنا اللي فيه. And the self-centeredness or the ego. لأن أنا بتبقى أفكر في اللي محتاج. Whenever I give to something or somebody or to the poor, I'm no longer thinking of myself, but I'm thinking of who I'm giving. And this is the benefit that I'm releasing from myself and thinking of the poor that I'm giving. I'm thinking of the needy. I'm thinking of those who I'm visiting. If he's a sick person, I'm visiting him. That's a form of giving, the time that I give. So I'm coming out of myself, out of the self-centeredness, and thinking of the others. فدائما كده الإنسان اللي بيبقى عنده حتة العطاء يبتدي ينسى نفسه وما يفكرش في نفسه بس بيفكر في الآخرين. فإحنا لما بنيجي ندي لأي حد نديها أو بنساعد أي حد وبنساعد المحتاجين بنساعد بتدينا نوع من السلف دينايل إحنا مش بنفكر في نفسنا. وكل ما الواحد يدي كل ما الواحد بينسى نفسه وبيدي للآخرين فإحنا we're building up the idea of self-denial. The self-centeredness comes out because I'm not thinking of myself the right thing. And I'm thinking في اللي انا حكيله او اللي انا حساعده او اللي انا حروح اقابله او اللي انا حقابله وقت ما whatever I'm serving, whatever I'm doing. It's no longer me that I'm always wanting, but I'm giving now. But this is a virtue. This is a virtue that we receive from the idea of giving or the blessings of giving. When we also give, we are building treasures in heaven. We are building treasures in heaven. So the blessing of treasures in heaven is that when no moth or rust will destroy it. Then we're going to be within a in the look of kunuz and fissama and a bit of kunuz is a l'ata. L'ata fil wa'at, l'ata fil في الفقر العطاء للمحتاجين العطاء في الكلمة الحلوة للناس وكذا فدي بتبني لك كنوزا في السماء أي حاجة أنت الدولار اللي أنت ملوش قيمة عندك في واحد عنده الدولار ده ملوش قيمة جنيه أو دولار بس الدولار ده ممكن يبقى ليه قيمة للفقير the dollar that you don't find a value in that dollar could be, very valuable. It is very valuable for a person who is hungry. And they say in Africa, with $10 you can feed, مثلا, 50 people. Yeah, and with $2 you can feed, a whole family. So for us, what is little, right, may seem little for you, but for these people, it's a great thing. Fashion together, only $1 can be very big in the eyes of the Lord. In a better man wish to do, and in value of a dollar, shanti darbina. Rabbana Mandush values for dollar, Mandush, when we miss Sayah, and then Arkan, and we have the idea of numbers. But the Lord doesn't have the idea of numbers. Does the Lord wear a watch? He doesn't wear a watch. Rabbana miss Sayah, the Mandush, the white finish, white Zayah, the red owl. أول فلوس من ليش والقيمة اللي إحنا بنبصلها ممكن الدولار ده حاجة كبيرة عن سيدنا عند ربنا يسوع المسيح في السيل الصغيرين دول اللي الست الفقيرة ادتهم من فقراها كان حاجة كبيرة أوي أعظم من البيت من الكميات اللي عنده. فأي حاجة الواحد بيديها لربنا بتتحسب ككنز في السماء. Anything that we give to the Lord, it is a treasure for us in heaven, which is awaiting for us when we go to heaven. There's a story of James the Poor in the Senexerium, and the idea of, you know, everything that we give is counted. So this man had a lot of money, and he was like a tax collector, and he was sitting on a table. And a poor man used to come to him and say, "Can you give me something? I'm hungry." And he said, "That Imshi, he's ruthless. You know, he doesn't want to give anything to anyone." أخيل أوي. فالرجل يتكلم ده كل شوية يقول له ديني حاجة أكلها، ما أعرفش ما عنديش حاجة أكلها. فقال له امشي امشي. فالرجل رجع تاني. فأخذ بعد ما زهق منه، يعني after he got sick of this man who was poor wanting to have something from him. He had a loaf of bread on his table. So he hit him over the head with the loaf of bread and said, "Here, take this and go away." That night, he had a dream, James then, and Granny. He had a dream in the evening, the scale of justice. You know, in Mizan, justice, you know, to be that. And it was like the judgment day, يوم الأخير. يعني, and on the طبعاً scale, the الميزان, كل الحاجات الكويسة تتحط على اليمين, وكل الحاجات الوحشة تتحط على الشمال. فعلى حط الملائكة على حط الحاجات الوحشة كتير قوي في الشمال, وعلى يدوروا على إيه الحاجة الكويسة عشان يحطوها على الميزان اليمين. فلاقوش غير الرديف العيش اللي هو ضرب بيه الفقير ده. ده اللي كان الحاجة الوحيدة اللي عملها كويسة في حياته. There was the only good thing that he did was to give that loaf of bread and they put it on the right hand side. طبعا it didn't weigh out at all. فقام مخطوط خالص بقى. He woke up كده and he was very يعني stressed about this vision to the point that he went and sold all that he had and he said, "I will give everything that I have to the poor." And he became a poor person after that and lived in a monastery. حس كده المشي ديت اللي هتدخلني السما الفلوس تمسك بالريتشز. لأن أنا أدري عشان أنا عارف where I'm going. كنوز اللي في السما ديت اللي أنا ببنيها تستناني وهو ده أهم حاجة عندنا في حياتنا. Maybe to lose his son. We're building treasures for us in heaven. And the blessing comes also in one last point that when we give, the giving for us can also be an expression of our acceptance of our repentance. يعني كل ما الواحد يعطي مثلا بعد يعني حاسس بخطية عملها معينة وبيتوب عنها تلاقي الواحد كده بيعطي من sincerity of his repentance. يعني كل ما الواحد يعطي كتير كل ما ربنا بيبقى قريب ليه then the Rebbe Andak had to be, God loves the cheerful giver. That means God is near to you when you give, when you give to your time. I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about time, about effort, about time in your Bible, about quiet time, about riches, whatever that you're giving to the Lord, you become dear to the Lord when you give. And like when Zacchaeus, the Lord said to Zacchaeus, today I'm going to your house, Zacchaeus. يعني زكا ربنا قال له انا راح اكون مع عندك بنت انا هروح عندك في البيت. فمجرد لما دخل بيت يسوع المسيح دخل بيت زكا, زكا عمل ايه؟ What did he do? He said, I'll give half of my riches to the poor and the other half I will give to those who are accused falsely. يعني مع كل حاجه. More or less. What did the Lord do? He did two things. He gave. And he repented. But after he repented, he gave. And the Lord said to him, today salvation has come to this house. But here we see that the idea of giving brings salvation. You give your time, you give your effort to the Lord, you are making the Lord joyful. And salvation will come to you. So we see in the story of Zacchaeus is a very good example of the person who gave after he repented, because it's an expression of his repentance, of his sincere repentance. He would give. At the end of Rabbina Mikfedli Rahum Alayya. But he get about the Binshuf Filmar al Khatya and Magat al Taht again said in Masih Qasarat al Karura. المردين الأهل الثمن, the most expensive fragrant oil. It's very, very expensive. It's like 1 year's wage equivalent. And this was the most expensive thing that she gave to the Lord. And she did not say one word. فإن شاء الله كلمة على خطاياها بس الله ربنا يقبلها بفرح وقال لها مغفورة لك خطاياك. ففكرة العطاء برضو هنا تدل على the acceptance of Christ who loves the cheerful giver. فالنهاردة نشوف ربنا the giver, المعطي, يعطينا بكل حاجة, بيعطي السلام, بيعطي الفرح, بيعطي الشفاء, بيعطي من كل أنواع, حتى الجعان ممكن يشبع الجموع. فربنا بيدينا النهاردة فكرة العطاء. The Lord gives us to give. Do not neglect giving whatsoever. Do not neglect and practice giving, and you will reap so much blessing from the Lord. لأن ربنا بينساش أي حاجة أنت بتعطيها من أجل الله, ربنا عمره ما ينسى. يبقى كنز ليك في السماء ويباركك وأنت على الأرض. بيقول لنا يعني اللي ساب أب وأم, يعني whoever has left brothers, sisters, for my sake, I will give them 100-fold. يعني أعطيك دلوقتي 100 أعضاء, يعني 100-fold, and not only on earth but also in heaven. فمن خلينا كده ان احنا to practice giving our time to the Lord, giving our effort, giving our minds, our hearts to the Lord. If we have any riches, also to support those in need, support your church, support your family, support those who you feel are in need. Glory be to God forever.
حقيقة بين واحد الله الآب الأب كل خالق السماء والأرض ما يرى ما لا يرى نؤمن برب واحد يسوع المسيح ابن الله الوحيد المولود من الآب فوق كل الظهور نور من نور إلى حق إلى حق مولود المكون بسبب الآب الكرم الذي كان كل شيء هذا الذي من أجلنا نحش بشر ومن أجل خلاصنا هذا الاستماع وتجسد من الروح القدس ومن الأعراف تأنس وصدر عنا على خلاص الكون
Anastasis and Tenerimum, O
Schnee.